Kultur um 5.
Tenting Brass aus en 100% weiblichen Ensemble. Et sind 10 Musikerinnen aus Norwegen an diesen Donnerstag, den 13. Februar, spielt die Gruppe für Dallerreichskeier ein Konzert zu Lützeburg, an dat am Artikus zu Zolva. 2007 hat Tine Ting, Helset, die Gruppe gegründet, an ihren ersten Nunum aus Ochtofir am Num vom Gruppe Irm zu fangen. Sie hat der Marie Schockmel aus der Opus-Equipe mehr verroden, in anderem, wie sie es hier kriegen, sich aus allen Ecken von Norwegen zu treffen, aber wie wichtig es ihnen ist, Musik für Komponistinnen zu spielen.
Hello, Tine Ting Helset.
Hello, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. Ting, so your first family name, that is, it's also part of the name of your music group with 9 other women. When and how did you actually create this group and where does this name come from like that?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, it's, yes, we are 10 girls, and we actually started this group, a brass ensemble, when we studied. So basically, it's like a fun, how do you say, twist on my name, because I was the leader from the start, and this is now 17 years ago. So a long time ago. So it was like a twist. Some of the girls were like, ooh, what should our name be? And then, oh, that's quite cool. We're 10, and then you're middle name is Ting, so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, maybe Tenting for some summer. So if that's just, you know, how it started, and we had one project and we didn't know that this was going to be something that we were still doing 17 years later, and it's very nice for me as a soloist that I normally travel alone and play with orchestras and stuff. It's nice to at least like once, sometimes twice, but this year one time this year we have a tour that also happens to come to Luxembourg, which we're very excited about. Yeah.
And you already mentioned it, so you are one of the trumpeters and the creator of the group, and you have already traveled the world a lot as a soloist for your concerts. And in Luxembourg, you've also already been as a soloist, but never with the group. So this is your very first concert in Luxembourg. How do you all feel about that?
We're very excited. I mean, the other girls, none of the girls have been to Luxembourg before, so they are excited to go there, and I'm excited to come back. This is also a part of Luxembourg that I haven't been before. I've only been to the
city center,
kind of, yeah. So, you know, it's nice. For us, it's one of those countries that we don't necessarily go on holiday, for instance. So I don't know why. Maybe we should. So, you know, we'll see how it feels now. And who knows, maybe all the girls take their families to Luxembourg next vacation. You never know.
Exactly. And it also a little bit sounds as if you could do like a little girls trip out of it, like 10 women and like a concert. Yes. So you can maybe also just, you know, connect fun with exploring Luxembourg and also the concert. I think that's a nice idea.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we play in Italy 2 concerts before we come to Luxembourg, and then we go to Canada and the US after. So, but it's we're definitely going to have some fun in Luxembourg, I'm sure.
Very, very nice. And actually, you yourself, you are born in Oslo, in Norway, and you also live in Oslo right now. What is it like for the other women? Are they all in Oslo, or how is that like?
Well, some of them lives here in Oslo too, but then the rest are kind of all around the country. One up in the very, very north. A couple of others in the middle of the country. So it's like, I mean, Norway is, we're not so many people, but it's a very big, very long country. So, you know, it's quite different to live way up north than it is to live in Oslo or to live in the very south. It's a long travel for the ones that don't live in Oslo when we, you know, have rehearsals before we go on tour. But most of the people studied in Oslo at the time.
And does it actually also happen that you meet all the 10 of you without playing any music? Does that ever happen?
Well, I mean, that's maybe the tricky thing about living in different places in Norway. But when we meet up for playing and we go on tour, we also, you know, have a lot of fun, and it's, you know, intense with all of us together, and we're just having a a great time. You know, a lot of the girls have kids and partners and everything. So it's a bit of like a, even though it's working and absolutely hard work, it's also kind of a little of a vacation from you know, being up early in the mornings. And well, actually sometimes we have to do it too, to go to a flight or something, but you know, it's a different thing than being at home. So that's also nice. So it's a bit of a, you know, going on a girls' trip a little bit, but of course hard work and, you know, preparing for the concerts. And but we have a lot of fun playing together, so we have a good time.
That's very nice to hear. And actually music groups with 10 women do not really seem to exist a lot. Like, you don't hear about it so much. What would you say makes an all-female brass ensemble, especially like yours, so special?
Well, I mean, the reason we did it in the first place was actually, well, a little bit by chance, kind of, but also like a gimmick, a little bit, you know, when we decided to start the group. And since we were all girls, the four trumpeters that started it, we just thought, ah, that could be cool, you know. It's a lot of people see the brass world as quite male dominated, you know, in orchestras and I mean, also just in general. So we thought, you know, it's nice because in Norway, when you start to play, we have a very strong brass and wind band, school band tradition here. So all of us started that way as kids. And then it's just normal to, you know, if you're a boy or a girl, you can start to play the tuba or the flute or the trumpet or the horn or the clarinet. You know, like it's not really that gender divided, kind of. So for us in the beginning, it wasn't strange at all that you were a girl playing the tuba. But you know, when you get older, you understand that maybe that's not the case all around the world. So then it was like, yeah, let's do an all girl ensemble. And of course now we will never have a man because now it's part of the
it's your hallmark
of the group.
It's your hallmark.
Yeah, it is. But you know, it's, I don't know, I don't think if there is anything special about being girls in a musical way. A lot of people, you know, ask me this and ask about the feminine approach or whatever. I think it's the most important thing is that we have fun playing together. We trust each other. We have a great time and we like kind of working on having our sound. And yes, we happen to be all girls. And we think also it's a nice signal to send when we travel and when we tour, that, you know, especially kids and young people coming to watch an experience can just see that it doesn't matter
exactly
what gender you are. You can just do what you want. And hopefully that's a good message to send.
Very beautiful message. And actually, you are not only, let's say, an all-female ensemble, but also actually the music that you play is oftentimes, yeah, very much written by female composers. For example, last year, you recorded an album featuring music by 13 female composers. That's really a lot.
Yes.
And the title of the album is pretty, really, pretty funny. She Composes Like a Man. Was it you who chose the title? It sounds very, very cool.
It's a cool title. It's, you know, it's a little bit, it's fun and also a little bit like with an edge, you know?
Yes.
It's actually based on a proper quote. So one of the composers on the album, Ethel Smythe, British composer, she got like this one amazing review of one of her pieces. And then the best compliment that this male reviewer or critique could give her was, "She composes like a man." That was like the greatest, nicest thing he could ever say. Which is, of course, you know, very old-fashioned now. Sadly, maybe not so old-fashioned in a lot of places. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's a little bit like provocative, but kind of cool and catchy. And I just thought it would be a nice title for a disc with only female composers. Yeah,
definitely.
Good music that happened to be written by female composers. Yeah.
Exactly. So would you say that you also like to be a little, let's say, thought-provoking when it comes to showing and also playing female composers and musicians?
I mean, I think it's just a nice message and it's a very positive thing to get to this kind of equality place that we aim for. It's very important to just focus on it in a positive way. Up until now, maybe the male composers have had the most spotlights on them, and there are more from the old times. But the music that has survived also then from the female composers are amazing, you know, and there is no particular reason that it shouldn't be played just as much. So it's hopefully, I don't know, mostly a positive message, but an important message, I think.
Also bei Tine Ting Helset am Gespräch heimer Marie Schockmel aus der Opus-Equipe. Tine Ting Helset als Gründerin von Ten Ting Brass, das den 100% weiblichen Ensemble mit Singmusikerinnen aus Norwegen. An diesem Donnerstag, den 30. Februar, spielt die Gruppe sein allerrechter Konzert an noch heute in Lützeburg. Der Konzert aus Obersmerdauer am Artikus zu Zolva. Mehr Details und noch die ganzen Interviews von dir auf www.opus.radio. Auf jeden Fall ein Idee von der Ten Ting Brass Leiströmer hier am Hintergrund dann auch ein Stück von ihnen. Und das wäre es für unser Kulturmagazin. Nun um Uwes Panorama geht es weiter mit Mike Tock als Sänger legendärer Tock City. Merci für das Lauschen. Und wir hören uns mal von der Testkultur und von einem agreablen Abend. Wünscht euch Valeria Berdi.